Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Turn to someone next to you and says, good morning. Come on. This morning, I want you to think about a sports team, a favorite sports team in your life. Perhaps a sports team that you know, it's unbeatable. You know, a team that perhaps when you see them play, they are probably unstoppable and unbeatable in their lives. I think of perhaps during my generation, perhaps the Chicago Bulls basketball team. With legends like not Tony Yeo, but Michael Jordan. Each time he takes the ball and he shoots it, it always goes into the basket and he leads the team from victory to victory. Wilson, catch like this. Ah, okay, very good. I want a ball back. or I think about Brazilian football national team with someone like Pelé. And each time he takes the ball and he kicks, come, hope. Wow, very good. Oh, they can't hop the ball. And each time he kicks the ball, there's magic that he and his fellow Brazilian footballers do. And their skills are like unbeatable, unstoppable, and undefeatable. I think also of the fastest runner we ever known, someone like Usain Bolt, who dominates the tracks and field with record-breaking speed, especially in 100 meters and 200 meters sprint. I used to run that in school, but I know I'm so far away from his records. And how could we ever forget Michael Phelps? Whenever he takes these swimming goggles and he puts over his head and he dives into the waters, he is perhaps the most decorated Olympian of all times. With 23 gold medals in swimming, and each medal he wins is a testament to unbeatable skills and determination that he had. Now, these athletes, I assure you, were not just good. They were unstoppable. They were undefeatable, and they were unbeatable. This victory sparks excitement and a sense of awe and admiration from all of us and from the world. But what if I tell you this morning there is even a greater kind of victory? A victory that no team, no person, or no force can ever stop or challenge or hinder this victory. It is a victory that transcends sports. But this kind of victory reaching into each of our daily lives, it pierces into our hearts, it changes our perspective even in the spiritual realm. We come this morning to the end of the year 2025, to the climax of the Gospel of Matthew. We come to the most pivotal event in the entire history of humanity. It is about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the story that changed the world more than 2,000 years ago. This story continues to change many people's lives, from the young to the old, to the weak and to the strong. But before we look into this story, I invite us to bow our heads in prayer, to ask the Lord to open our hearts and our ears to His Word. Dear God, speak to our hearts once again. Take away everything that is distracting us from listening attentively to Your Word. Do something amazing in our hearts. Do something amazing in our lives today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. At the first glance, as we think and read about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it appears to us perhaps as a devastating defeat and loss. Especially when the tomb closes that carries the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, it seems to mark the end of His mission. It seems game over. It seems the end. But in reality, what seems like a defeat was in fact perhaps the greatest victory in history. Jesus, our King, remained undefeated. And the Bible tells us as we turn our Bibles to Matthew 27 and 28 today, that Jesus remains undefeated in two very profound and powerful ways. Firstly, He was undefeated by suffering. Secondly, He was undefeated by death. Turn with me to your Bibles right now to Matthew chapter 27 as we read from God's Word from verses 27 onwards to 37. All right, so wherever you are, let's read God's Word together. If you can't see from the back, it's an invitation for you to come nearer next time to sit in front. All right, but if you can see, we can follow in whatever version you have in the ESV Bible, if you have. From Matthew 27, verse 27 onwards. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. Verse 35, and when they had crucified him, they divided the garments among them by casting lots. They sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Crucifixion was perhaps one of the most excruciating and brutal forms of execution, designed for maximum pain, maximum humiliation over a prolonged period of time. It brings both intense physical agony as well as deep emotional suffering. Let's look at the suffering that Jesus went through for us. Physical suffering, the scorching. Before the crucifixion, Jesus was scorched with a whip with multiple leather strands, each embedded with stone or metal. And this would have shredded Jesus' skin, break open his back, exposing every muscle and bone, and causing severe blood loss. Secondly, the kneeling. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, the nails were driven through his wrist and his feet, breaking every major nerves and causing immense pain. The weight of Jesus' body suspended by this nails would have intensified the agony in his hands, his wrists, his feet, and his legs. The suffocation. As Jesus' body was hung on the cross, the weight of the body would make it increasingly difficult for him to breathe. Dehydration. The combination of blood loss, lack of food, and dehydration would have caused Jesus to be in a state of shock and his body physically broken. But yet, the Bible tells us, despite all the physical suffering, Jesus remains undefeated. He did not give up. He endured the pain and suffering. He continued to align his heart to the will of his Father. But the Bible tells us also that he also faced emotional suffering, not just physical suffering. We see this in Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 46. It says here, "Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani? There is my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was betrayed. He went through betrayal and abandonment. He was betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, and abandoned by the disciples, leaving Jesus completely isolated. He also went through mockery and humiliation. As Jesus was hung on the cross, the Bible tells us he was mocked, he was spat on, he was ridiculed by the crowds, the religious leaders, and even the criminal crucified next to him. The public nature of crucifixion was meant to humiliate and degrade Jesus, further compounding to his physical suffering. But perhaps the deepest suffering Jesus suffered was the separation from his Father. In his final moments, Jesus cried out, my Father, why have you forsaken me? At that moment, the full weight of humanity's sin, your sin, my sin, and the sin of the world, the past sin, our present sin, our future sin, was carried and was upon his shoulder. One time in eternity, the Trinity God that shed perfect love and unbroken relationship. But now Jesus, the beloved Son, was separated from the Holy Father. But yet in his deepest sorrow and emotional pain, the Bible tells us Jesus fulfilled the prophecy here in Psalms 22, showing that he alone have experienced the full depth of every human pain, the depth of every human suffering, the depth of every human agony, while remaining undefeated, fully aligned with the Father's will. Some of you this morning may be facing physical suffering right now. Even those of you who are online, and that's why you are unable to join us. Maybe some of you know someone dear in your family or in your own circle that are going through such physical suffering. It could be sickness. It could be chronic pain in the body, or perhaps suffering the effects of an injury or surgery recently. This can sometimes feel overwhelming. And you wonder why you have to go through this. You wonder why your loved ones have to go through this suffering. Remember, Jesus understands your pain. Jesus empathized with your loved ones' suffering. He endured every possible physical and emotional suffering, and he did it for us. God is with us. He sees our every pain and our suffering. And like Jesus, let's not give up. Let's not lose heart, because God is near to every broken-hearted. And he offers to us his comfort. He offers to us his peace and his love, as we continue to lean on him for healing, knowing that God will walk through with every one of us, even in the midst of our pain, agony, and suffering. Others of us may be struggling with emotional pain and suffering. Perhaps we are facing betrayal, abandonment, ridicule from our own loved ones, like the way Jesus did, from his very own disciples. Maybe some of us feel misunderstood at work by our bosses, by our colleagues. Maybe we feel even misunderstood by sisters and brothers in our own same spiritual community, whether it's in the CG, Covenant Group, or even in the church fellowship, or even in any of your family relationship. Would you, as you bring the year 2025 to a close, to ask the Lord for strength, to be able to respond with kindness, gentleness, and forgiveness to those who might have hurt us wounded our hearts, those that we hold grudges and even burdens, so that in the name of Jesus Christ, we can walk out of this sanctuary this morning and even live our lives daily in complete freedom in Christ, knowing that we're able to forgive someone because Christ has forgiven us. Jesus demonstrated for us both in His physical pain and agony and even in His emotional suffering, He remained undefeated. He did not give up. He continued to persevere and endure, committing His life to fulfill His Father's will and purpose for His life. In February this year, I received a phone call from Pastor Dr. Philip Lin. He's a medical doctor himself and the senior pastor of Skyline Church in Sabah, informing me that he could not come to speak at our church IDMC conference in September 2025 this year because he has just been diagnosed with stage 4 nose cancer. Shortly after he released the news to his church, he had a podcast to share his response to the news that he himself, being a medical doctor and a senior pastor, and he's a bivocational pastor. He works as a doctor as well as a senior pastor in his church. And this is what he said in his podcast, and I quote, next slide. He says, "Whatever reason it is that I was diagnosed with stage 4 nose cancer, that this has happened to me, it is not because God doesn't love me. It is not because God stopped caring for me." And it's so easy whenever we go through pain, suffering, we think God stopped loving me. He loves others more than He loves me. Sometimes we think, oh, God stopped caring for me when we are going through our own pain and suffering. After that podcast, Pastor Philip subjected himself to all his medical treatment that he needed to go through to treat the stage 4 nose cancer. And after many, many months of treatment, his own daughter, who's also a medical doctor, Dr. Sarah Chan, shared his father's journey last week. I watched this video and I was deeply moved. And I text Pastor Philip and say, "Pastor Philip, I rejoice with you in what God has done in your life. Could I have a permission to share your daughter's video of you to our church because I'm preaching this Sunday?" He said, "Sure, Tony, go ahead, whatever. It helps to bring God's glory." And so would you sit back and watch his journey of suffering during these past months?
My prayers roar up from the ashes, hope will arise. Lord has risen, the King is alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Scan results, and praise God, because of all your prayers and because of God's healing, my PET scan is absolutely free, is clean. Hallelujah! Praise God!
Yes, I think we can give God all the glory. Come on. But I know what some of you are saying. Many of us do know of many of our friends, even family members, who persevered, who did not give up, who continue to align their lives to God, even in the midst of suffering. But they did not end the same way as Pastor Philip Lin. And it's not because God loves Pastor Philip more than some of us and our friends and relatives. God has a purpose for different ones of us. But the story of Jesus tells us, even when we are going through our own suffering, whether it's physical or emotional, don't give up on God. Press in. Press on. And align our hearts to God so that we remain undefeated, even in the face of suffering and sickness and pain. Because the truth is, even if a person is healed, we all know we will also one day face death. And this leads us to the second point of our sermon today. Jesus was not just undefeated by suffering, He was also undefeated by death. Turn with me to your Bibles right now to Matthew 27 as we read from verses 62 to 66. Matthew 27, verse 62 to 60. It says, "The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priest and the Pharisee gathered before Pilate and said, 'Sir, we remember how the impostor said while he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first.' Pilate said to them, 'You made a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can.' So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard." When Jesus said in John 19, verse 30, when He breathed His last breath and said, "It is finished," and He died. And when He cried out again with a loud voice and surrendered His spirit to His Father and died, it seems like the death of Jesus was like game over, the tragic end of a story. But the Bible tells us after Jesus died, His body was sealed in a tomb and guarded by soldiers to prevent anyone from stealing or tampering His body. But nothing could stop the plan of God. What seems like the end was the beginning of the greatest moment in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Look now with me to Matthew 28, verses 1 to 6. He says, "Now after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became the dead man. But the angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he laid.'" Something extraordinary happened 3 days after Jesus died. 3 days after Jesus was buried. What happened? The Bible tells us the stone was rolled away. The grave could not keep him, and the guards trembled, and the angel declared, "He is not here. He has risen, as he said." Jesus rose from the dead. And Jesus' resurrection from the dead proved that He is the undefeated King. Death could not hold Him. The grave could not keep Him. What defeated every human being, even death, was finally defeated and overcome and conquered by Jesus. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 to 57, he says, "When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Paul used the word swallow up, where God's resurrection swallowed up death in victory. The late John Stock says this, that the resurrection of Jesus is the supreme vindication of Jesus' life and teaching, the confirmation of his mission, and the proof that his death was not in vain. Paul further on says in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, your faith is in vain. Your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Without the resurrection of Christ, our faith would be meaningless and we'll still be trapped in our sin. But praise be to God, our Christian faith and our hope is deeply anchored and rooted, not just in the death of Christ, not just in the crucifixion of Christ, but in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Charles Spurgeon said this, the resurrection is a picture of what is to come, of the victory over death, of the triumph of light over darkness, and of the eternal glory that awaits all of us. Jesus the King is undefeated, and so are we in Him. Some of you might ask, so what? So what after the resurrection of Christ? So what resurrection? The first response from the scriptures to all of us is to believe in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Because the resurrection of Christ is not just another historical event. It is a life-changing reality that can not only touch our life, but transform our lives. The late Tim Keller says this, if Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that He said. If Christ didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what He said? Because Christ rose from the dead, we need to believe and accept everything He said to us. We believe He not only died, but He rose. He conquered sin, death, Satan, and therefore He can conquer every circumstance in our life for each one of us, so that we can live undefeated lives. And today, if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, today can be the day for you to choose to believe in Him, to put your trust in Him, because His resurrection proved that indeed Jesus is the Son of God. The first is to believe in His resurrection. Second is to live in the light of the resurrection power of Christ. You see, Christ did not come into our life just to forgive us of our sins. The Bible tells us He came and He rose to give us newness of life. Romans 6 verse 4 says this, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Not in the deadness of life, not in the downness of life, but in the newness of lives. So that as disciples of Christ, we don't live our lives defeated. We live our lives undefeated because Christ rose from the dead. And we can live our life with a sense of hope, a sense of joy, not only because Christmas is coming, And we need to have joy in December, but for the rest 11 months, no joy. No, every day there can be joy and hope and peace and purpose and power from Christ to help us overcome our daily struggles of life, so that we do not live our lives in fear or in shame or in defeat, even the fear of death, which is the greatest enemy of every human being. 2 weeks ago, on 20th November, I received a heartbreaking news from a family that a beloved covenantal has gone home to be the Lord suddenly due to a heart failure. His name was Jared Teo. He was 70 years old, and he was found doing what he loves to do. He worships at Bukit Panjang, and he was repairing a table lamp in the house when his wife found him after preparing breakfast in the kitchen. He found him on the ground, and he was promoted to glory peacefully in the Lord's presence. When I met up with his wife shared that Jared's prayer has always been, "Lord, if you need to take me home, do it quickly." I think that's a good prayer to pray. "Lord, if you need to take me home, do it quickly." If you have ever prayed that prayer, please inform your family. But for others who are around, it was an incredibly difficult time for the family. And for those of us who knew him and loved him, it was also hard for me too, because Jared was also once in our same covenant group with me. And he was in our group for many years. And as I wept alongside the family and friends that were gathered on the final day of the funeral, I wept not in despair, but with a profound sense of hope and conviction, knowing that this was only but a temporal farewell. It's like sending your family members off at Changi Airport in December for vacation. You know a few days' time, you'll be back at the airport to pick them up, because it is only a temporal goodbye. And that's what death is for us because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a temporal goodbye to our loved ones, even though we feel the pain of not having our loved ones around. But because Christ rose from the dead again, we know we will see each other again. We will be reunited again. In the words of his wife, Chai Fong, who said this, and I quote, "I'm reminding myself constantly that he's now in a much better place. The sorrow is bearable." Even though it's hard to leave suddenly, but it's bearable. Why? Because of the hope that the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives to all of us. That's the way we ought to live our lives. Not just believe in His resurrection, but live in the resurrection power that Jesus gives to us, even in the face of death. Finally, we are to share the good news of His resurrection. The resurrection of Christ is not just for you and I, the Church of Jesus Christ, to hear. It is for the world to know and to hear. It's the most important news that the world needs to hear. It's not whether is there any more tariffs. No. Watch what people did with the news of Jesus' resurrection. Sit back and watch what people do. Let's play the video. Sound, please.
Hey! Hey! 我相信这件事情发生了。
Dude, no way, I told you.
You're not gonna believe what just happened.
Long ago, this is what they felt like when it happened. And today, it's how we should feel too. Because what it meant for them, it means for us.
If you pick up your phone, you should receive these 7 words. The grave is empty. He is risen. Can you imagine if we all send this message after service to at least 5 friends? They will wake up. They'll ask, is it your grave? No. It's Jesus' grave. The grave is empty. He is risen. Instead of just sending all kinds of messages to our friend, what if this month we send these 7 words? The grave is empty. He is risen. Who among your friends in your class, in your school, in your workplace, in your family needs to hear about this most wonderful news in this most wonderful time of the year called Christmas? The grave is empty. He is risen. Whether it's through an app you will send, whether it's through a conversation you will have with your friends and loved ones this coming December in all your Christmas party, or even to invite your friends for our 21st December Christmas service before Christmas Day. Be bold. Be courageous to share how the good news of His resurrection changed your life and how He offers forgiveness, peace to all who believe. Brothers and sisters, as we bring our time to a close this morning, we want to close and worship and also to prepare ourselves for the Holy Communion. Jesus, the undefeated King, He was undefeated because He was undefeated by suffering. He did not give up. He persevered. He pressed on. He aligned to His Father's purposes in His life. He was undefeated also by death. And so whatever we may be facing in life, whether it's suffering, fear, let us take heart. Let us take courage. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And so I'm going to invite us to take our communion elements for us to stand together as we sing in worship His death, His crucifixion, and even His resurrection in this glorious song, In Christ Alone. And after that, we will partake the communion together.
Let's sing In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ.
Who took on flesh.
Father, thank you for this amazing truth, this power and reality that our King is undefeated. Thank you for every victory over suffering and death, and the hope your resurrection brings to each one of us. Help us to not only believe in you, but continue to live in the power of his resurrection. Strengthen us even in times of our own suffering and pain. And remind us that because Jesus lived, death has no hold on us. We are alive in Christ, and nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives.
Because he lives. All fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And because he lives. Families, over our studies, over our work, over our society, our nation, Singapore, and even in the nations of the world. And now may the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who triumphed undefeated over suffering and death, fill your lives with unshakable hope, undeniable peace, and his unmistakable victory, knowing that nothing in this world can ever separate you from his everlasting love. So go forth with great confidence and renewed joy. The grave is empty. He is risen. And live as his witnesses. Share the living Christ with everyone who desperately needs Jesus, both now and forevermore. In the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all of God's people say together, amen. Come, let's give God all again. Let's thank the Lord. He is risen. He is risen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.